Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout, and I'm so pleased to have with me our wonderful guest, Issachar Miron, who composed my theme song, if you will, Tzeina Tzeina, and has graciously allowed me to use that as my theme song, and I'm forever grateful for you for allowing me to do that.
As long as it brings joy to your listeners, it warms my heart.
Well, I know it does because it brings joy to me. And I understand that the Hebrew words were written by Yechiel Chagiz. And it certainly was a wonderful match. I was so pleased. There was a recent list about the 100 greatest Jewish songs. And my listeners know that I take issue as to the inclusion of so many what I would call non-Jewish songs, but we'll leave that to a different discussion. But Tzeina Tzeina was considered the 47th. As far as I'm concerned, you're in the top three. But in any event, it was certainly nice to know that the song is being recognized for as you've told me, it's the most recorded Jewish song in history. And quite frankly, I think you deserve to be much higher on the list.
These words, most recorded, weren't uttered by me. Others said.
Okay.
Also, Professor Kelman in his article mentions that right. This is the most recorded. And Jack Mills, the great publisher who published great Jewish music of Sholem Sekunda, Lazar Weiner, and others, he claimed that Tzeina Tzeina is the most recorded song in history of all. Whatever.
It's way up there. And our
everything
listeners...
Everything is said is relative.
Yes.
So let's go.
So, certainly, the first hour was such a wonderful collection of some of the those wonderful recordings, and the second hour is going to be devoted to a survey, if you will, of some wonderful music that you've written over the years. Now I understand that the first selection we'll be hearing is seven klezmer kudos.
Klezmer kudos.
Klezmer kudos, and as played by Giora Feidman. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about your relationship with Giora.
Giora Feidman is, in my opinion, the leading klezmer of our Jewish universe. He came to the United States, and most of the music was written in my apartment during short period of time, and was recorded immediately on WQXR, the radio station of New York Times.
Yes.
So we had good collaboration, and most important, the sounds are heartwarming and don't need an explanation. Let the music talk.
Okay, so our first selection will be Giora Feidman, Klezmer Kudos.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Issachar, you just have to share with me and the audience, please. You played the piano and the French horn, among other instruments, and I'm just curious how you develop the music. Play it in your mind? How do you transpose it from your idea into reality?
There are no simple answers, but I was born to a musical family. My father was an Orthodox rabbi who was also a phenomenal violinist. Uh-huh. My mother was an amateur pianist, but accomplished. And I am from a rabbinical family that probably were before the Holocaust, some 900 in Poland. All of them are singing. This is their answer.
I got it. Our next selection is going to be with a wonderful chazan and tenor who sang at the Bolshoi and at the Met, Misha Reitzin. Tell us a little bit about this next selection.
Listen, Misha Reitzin is, in my opinion, a golden voice, not only of Jewish liturgy, but he was the Jewish Caruso. The song that he will sing now,
Mayim Rabim.
Mayim Rabim is, of course, from the Songs of Solomon, and he performs it in such joyous and wonderful way that says everything.
Okay, Misha Reitzin.
Моим рабимелою клюкавотет ава. Моим рабимелою клю он хоротно иштепуа. Коги лари шева навши киосва. My rabbi melo yuklu lichavote tava. My rabbi melo yuklu uncharotla ishtefuha.
Wonderful voice of Misha Reitzin, and the accompanist on the piano was none other than Tzipora Miron, who is your wonderful wife, and also an outstanding pianist. You told the story the first hour about how you met her in Israel when you first arrived, and she's still playing the piano today.
Of course.
And the cellist was famous cellist Yaffa Silberstein.
Yaffa, the great cellist.
Yaffa, yes. Just wonderful. Now, this next selection is Hayafa Shebatfilot. It's novelty, as you said. Just tell us a little bit about
Hayafa Shebatfilot was written by, the words were written by Dan Almagor, and they have a refreshing liturgical touch. On Passover we say next year in Jerusalem.
Bishana haba.
Dan Mal Magor, at my suggestion, wrote this year in Jerusalem.
Bishana hazot.
So hayafa shebit filot. The most beautiful of all prayers is this year in Jerusalem.
Amen.
Leir David, ulevavo metanin beshir gagoyim Yerushalayim. Hayafa shebat filot illa shana hazot Yerushalayim. Hayafa shebat filot illa shana hazot Yerushalayim. Mialduti el chashbedu miyav Shmuhano mia la lotu vinherra Velin shomet avirev kirya yefetia Yerushalayim Koya fashe bat filo illa shana hazor Yerushalayim Koya fashe bat filo illa shana hazor Yerushalayim Shri, oh, Yadav Shri, Madu Anavetin Lashana Abaha, Ulema Odelechake, Bonnale Miyad Lirushalayim, Kedahile Yitrao, Od Bashana Zod Birushalayim, Oyafash Batfilot, Illa Shana Zod
This year in Jerusalem, a wonderful thought. Misha Reitzin, we're going to hear one more selection, Ura Dor. Tell us a little bit about this particular selection.
This particular selection, Hayafa Shebetfilot, is written by a famous Israeli poet, Dan Almagor, and it has the liturgical touch by saying, not next year in Jerusalem, but this year in
right.
Jerusalem.
Right. And now Ura Dor, which is the next selection.
Ura Dor is written also with the same poet who wrote Tzena Tzena. Yehiel Chagis.
Chagis, okay.
And I have written with him hundreds of songs. And Ura Dor, which means wake up, generation, is one of the songs that were at that time the most popular in Israel. And I think that they still live in hearts and as songs you can never know. When can I awaken, awake others?
Okay, Ura Dor.
Ura Dor, Bamizmor, Kalva, Ritma von Karat und Donafira, Kamura.
Misha Raitzen sadly died at a very young age, in his 50s. Wonderful recording. Again, your wonderful wife, Tzipora, was the accompanist on the piano, and Silberstein, Yaffa Silberstein on the cello. I see that our next selection will be Klezmer in Saloniki, and of course, I guess there'll be a little bit of a Greek sound with this. This is going to be played by Giora again?
Yes, by Giora Feidman. This is from the recording of Klezmer selections, also many selections, and this is one that pays attention to Jewish klezmer music in Greece, in Saloniki.
Yes.
Thank you.
Feidman, by the way, Issachar, when I hear about Salonika, I remember that it was a thriving Jewish community in this Greek island, totally wiped out by the Nazis during the Second World War, but it didn't wipe out their soul.
Their spirit.
Their spirit, yes.
Yes, no. And the interesting thing in this recording is that in addition to the great maestro Feidman, the soul of Jewish klezmer music, we had also a wonderful guitar player, one of the best guitar player in the United States, Vinnie Bell.
Okay.
So we had a wonderful wedding of nationalities playing Jewish music. Two.
Okay, our next selection is going to be sung by David Kusevitsky, the famous cantor.
Yes, David Kusevitsky was a close collaborator of mine and a friend when I served as the dean of the music division of the Jewish Teachers Seminary. He was with me at the school, and he participated in probably no less than 50 or 60 recordings of my songs.
Really?
And this song was selected from a wedding service of my oldest daughter, Ruth. And at the wedding were no less than six cantors participating. David Kusevitsky was one of them, and he will be singing in this.
I got to have a recording of that to play for. I hope you have a recording of the whole ceremony.
Of course I have.
Well, one day I want to play it on the show.
Okay, you can in the make future. It even a special okay. program of this.
Okay, great. So this is Birkat Arushin.
The blessing Arushin, for the...
Yes. Now, Jerome Copmore, was there a choir with this also? Am I getting confused, Issachar?
Yes.
Was there a choir with this?
Of course.
And it was Jerome Copmore?
Of Jerome Copmore with the finest choir of children at that time in the United States. Amateur choir, but sounding highly professional.
Uh-huh. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh.
Wow, that was from the live wedding ceremony of your oldest daughter.
No.
In the 50s. Wow, that was wonderful. And I'm going to take you up on getting the live recording of the ceremony for the audience. Okay, we're going to hear another selection by Misha Reitzen, and it was written by someone by the name of Latka Mead, who wanted to remain anonymous. Issachar, tell us a little bit about Vladka.
Listen, this is the song is about my town in Poland, that
which
was completely destroyed and all inhabitants cruelly killed by Nazis. When I wrote a song to memorize, to pay tribute to my town, Vladka, one of the leaders and couriers of the Warsaw Ghetto, was visiting me. When she heard the music, she surprised me and she wrote Yiddish words to it.
Wow.
After she wrote, I cried, she cried, her husband cried, whatever. she was so moved and she said, "Don't mention my name. Announce that this is anonymous." And I kept the word, but I think that in this stage, the song is so beautiful and so moving that credit should be given to her. Thank you, Vladka.
Now, the song is in Yiddish, and it what does it describe? The life in the town?
My little town.
Your little and the name of the town again was?
Kutno.
Kutno. Okay. Let's hear Misha Reitzen again, and accompanied by your wife.
No, this is by an orchestra.
By an orchestra, okay, Misha Reitzen.
Falsi. Un coach me ken far brennen stet far schlingen heise rona zoll bleibt unser Holen nicht war zart und lebt in mir noch
What a soulful selection. It just touches the soul. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
This is my memory of my little town and of the greatest crime in our universe's history. But the little town still lives in my heart. Even this very moment when we are talking.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, our next selection will be a Mediterranean serenade. Tell us a little bit about this.
This is basically a song which was very popular and even played, the only Hebrew song that played on the Egyptian radio when there was the peace between Anwar Sadat and Begin.
Wow.
But I wrote it also an instrumental version, and Yasha Silberstein loved it. And we will be hearing it now, and the rendition is moving, and I hope that you and your audience will feel the depth of and love to Eretz Israel, to Israel, flowing from the song.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, there's an accompanist, a very famous accompanist on this.
Oh, of course. The song is accompanied by my wife.
Sipora. Again, Sipora Miron.
And very proudly, so.
Okay. Thank you. Giora Feidman on the bass clarinet, accompanied by Tzipora Miron. If you happen to tune a little late, we are continuing with our conversation with Yisachar Miron, who was the wonderful composer, conductor, and poet, and everything to do with good Jewish music. And we're continuing with our conversation. Our next selection will be Birkat Hallel.
And Birkat Hallel.
Hallel, sung by David Kusevitsky.
Yes, David Kusevitsky with children choir conducted by Jerome Kerpmar.
Okay.
A wonderful conductor, yes. And a wonderful choir. Apologize, I said David Kusevitsky, but of course that was Louis Danto. And of course he sadly passed away last year. He was a wonderful chazan. I really have to do some more of his wonderful selections. But the next two selections that we'll be hearing are also going to be with Danto. The next selection is Israel Batach. Yes.
Tell us a little bit about this.
This is from the Hallel Oratorio that was performed and recorded by several great cantors. And
it's Jerome Kopmar with the Children's Choir.
Yes.
Okay,
Jerome Kopmar was able to accomplish something impossible, to take an amateur children choir and elevate it to really professional standards.
Okay. Israel Batach.
Mm-hmm.
Danta with Kopmar and the wonderful children's choir. The next selection will be Hallelu et Hashem, together again with Danto.
Thank you.
Louis Danto and Choir, and we're coming to a close. Let's hear Misha Reitzen one more time with Ze Hayom. Coming pretty close to the end, and this has just been such a wonderful time discussing your wonderful works, Yisachar Miron, and you certainly covered a broad spectrum of music. You really covered the territory with your music.
Listen, I was born as a Jew, I work as a Jew, and I think as a Jew. And I think that being a Jew is also universal, because Jewish means to love everybody, every living thing. The universe, the Almighty created, is for everyone, and we have to love and respect everyone.
Let's hope more people agree with you. That is terrific. We're going to hear one more selection of Tsena before the end. And again, I thank you so much for allowing me to use for my theme song, the wonderful Tsena Tsena, as it's copyrighted and written by you. And it's most generous of you to allow me to use it.
No, wonderful. Well, good that your audience is enjoying it, and not less importantly, that you enjoyed.
For sure. Now, this last selection is Neidich, and it's accompanied also by your wonderful wife,
yes.
Tzipora.
Charles Neidich is a wonderful virtuoso, truly very virtuoso, classical music, and performing with great orchestras, symphonic orchestras. And he's accompanied it with my wife, and this is a masterpiece.
Okay.
Listen to it. This will talk for itself.
¶¶
Wow, what a wonderful way to end these 2 hours of a wonderful interview. I hope you, my audience, enjoy this conversation with Issachar Meron. And Issachar, some closing words.
The closing words are that music is the most peaceful element and greeting. So let's sing instead of fighting, and let's laugh and sing, and the world will be a better world.
Amen. Amen. On behalf of my audience, I thank you so much for sharing your wonderful music and your thoughts with us.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure, Charlie.
Okay. Shalom.
Shalom.